Well, hello and welcome to episode number 13 of Arriba, Folklorico Music and Dance of Mexico. This is your narrator, Federico Castañeda, your podcaster, welcoming you to this edition where we talk about Michoacán. Michoacán, the state that's south of Jalisco, and especially the Lake of Pátzcuaro, the idyllic home of the Tarascan Indians, and in the middle of the lake, surrounded by the boats that have those famous huge butterfly nets, where the fishermen fish all day in the lake, the island of Janitzio. Janitzio, with its folklore, is a honeymoon place for lovers, and it is a tourist attraction for many years since the 1930s and 40s and 50s, when the movies like Janitzio and other Mexican films in the genre of the beginning stages of cinema in Mexico made the Lake of Pátzcuaro an ideal place for the scenic beauty of motion pictures. However, in this case, what you've listened to at the beginning of this particular podcast episode is the Jarabe Michoacano. Now, as you remember, Jarabe is a courtship dance, and Jarabe in Spanish means a very thick type of jelly or molasses or a syrup. And in this case, the Jarabe Michoacano is a very long dance, danced by the Tarascan Indians of the courtship, and it has many stages to it. It has the very beginning of the dance, which is the introduction, the courtship, and then it has the playful attitude of courting the lady and seeing her every week, and then it has the elements of the timidity, the shyness, the woman always being so timid that she never even looks into the eyes of the man that she's dancing with. More or less, she's always looking at the ground. And then they have the dynamic spurts of the burro and also the caballito. And at the very end, dancing with a storm, with the Zapateado Michoacano, the man overtakes and covers both of their heads and shoulders with his sarape and ends up conquering the woman, taking her for his bride as his chosen one through the courtship dance of the Jarabe Michoacano. However, Michoacán is also a state that has a long history of conflict. Michoacán is the home of the Tarascan Indians, Los Tarascos. These tribes have never really been conquered by the Spanish, and they don't consider themselves a conquered people. They're very quiet, they're very thin, and very small in stature, almost very dark to medium-complected people, and they're very shy. They hardly talk to anyone, and they're very sinister. They don't trust anyone coming into their village or villages that's an outsider. Unless you go to some of the towns that are either tourist attractions, as we said, in the Lake of Pátzcuaro, Janitzio, or if you go to Morelia, or if you go to any of the other towns or villages that are large, you'll see that Michoacán is like any other state. However, in the small villages around the mountains, especially near the tourist attractions and the beautiful scenic places of nature like Uruapan, you'll find that the Tarascan Indian descendants are the ones that hardly ever smile. They're very untrusting of anyone else coming outside of the village. And yet they are very humble in nature, they speak very seldom, and they are very giving people, but they don't trust the outsider. And mainly that's due to a long line of invasions from the days of the Spaniards, when they came and they tried to conquer these people. They subjugated them, but they never really conquered their hearts or their culture. One of the dances that's noted in the state of Michoacán is that of the Danza de los Viejitos, that is, the dance of the old men. Here, there are about four or five of the dancers, all male, that put on these masks that cover their entire faces. And the masks are those of old men, grumpy old men, that are dancing and wobbling around. They have one hand on their back, and they are hunched over, dancing with canes. These are the elders of the tribes. And they dance together in rhythmic, dynamic movements, and then at the very end, they all fall down because of the fast rhythmic motions of the Danza de los Viejitos. It's a very comical dance, and it's performed almost all the time, especially in the repertoire of Amalia Hernandez or the Ballet Folklorico of Mexico. Another dance that's performed, besides the Jarabe Michoacano, happens to be Danza de la Botella, and here they take a bottle, usually of tequila or mezcal, and they place it in the middle, and the couples dance around it, doing a jarabe, or a jota, from the Spanish descendants. So they have the fast rhythmic movement of the drums, as well as the violins that were particular to the Tarascan Indian tribes in the culture of the music, and then they assimilate the jota from Spain, and they put together their own jarabe. Now, in the week-long celebration in San Antonio, Texas, which is called Fiesta, there happened to have been a group from the independent school districts of San Antonio. A folklorico group there actually performed a couple of dances from the state of Michoacán. One was the Viejitos, which was very comical because they would come out and they would have their masks, well, with the old gray hair, the frowning faces. They would hunch over. They had the canes. They wore a gabán, which is a type of poncho that comes over the head and drapes them across the shoulders and is about waist high. Well, they're dancing with gabanes, and these little children that were in the primary education or the primary grades of elementary school did a fantastic job of getting the audience to laugh and to put them into the right mood of the comic flavor of the Danza de los Viejitos. And then the middle school came out, and they performed a couple of dances from Michoacán, one of them being the Jarabe Michoacano in its entirety. And it's one of the first times that I had seen since my days of teaching this same dance at Loyola University some 30 years ago that they actually performed it with the style and the flair and the choreography of Emilio Pulido, who happened to have been one of the first instructors in California that spread the movement in the 1970s of Ballet Folklorico Mexicano. Now, in between, they actually played some music that was recorded. I had with my portable recorder the ability and the opportunity to come and to actually get a copy of the music that they were playing during the costume change for the dances that they had performed. In between, a dance called La Costilla, which is Adam's rib, the woman being part of the descendant of the man from Adam's rib, and also La Botella. Then they performed the Jarabe Michoacano. But in between the costume changes that they had, they put on the taped music, which was rather interesting. It came from theatrical productions in La Ciudad de Mexico, or the city of Mexico City, from Teatro de la Ciudad, and it had one of the female singers actually performing a song from the state of Michoacán. It's called La Vida es un Sueño, La Vida es una Ilusión. In other words, life is a dream, life is nothing but an illusion, which is a common theme for Veracruz and Michoacán and a lot of the places where there's a rich mestizo culture and a heavy dose of the indigenous tribes influencing that particular area. That the life after this one is secondary. It's always a mystery, especially to the very religious tribes along the coast or along the western seaboard like Michoacán. And also that life is nothing but a dream and it's a very short passing. Well, in this particular song, it's called La Vida es un Sueño, Vida es una Ilusión. The lead singer, who is a female, actually starts singing some of the verses in Tarascan, that is the native language of these particular indigenous tribes of the Tarascos. She is singing in the Tarascan language, end up mixing or eliding the Tarascan language into the Spanish language when she ends up singing the last verses. So it's actually sung in Tarascan, then the elision brings forth the Spanish language for this particular song. Let's listen.
Recoger guayujos, bajar a herida mi alma, triste es mi corazón. Jicosa más suprilicilia, José Finita, perifone monejarás. Recoger guayujos, bajar a herida mi alma, triste es mi corazón. Sufrir ya no es posible, ay Dios eterno, quisieras morir. Porque en este mundo engañoso todo es un sueño, todo es una ilusión. Sufrir ya no es posible, ay Dios eterno, quisieras morir. Porque en este mundo engañoso todo es un sueño, todo es una ilusión.
Rather interesting how they took the mixture of the Tarascan language and the lyrics and put them into the song called La Vida es un Sueño, La Vida es una Ilusión. Anyway, after the taped music, the group came out again in this outdoor amphitheater performing for a crowd of several thousand people in San Antonio during the festivities of Fiesta, and they performed the Jarabe Michoacano. The final bars of the Jarabe Michoacano are dynamic, they're vibrant, and it signifies the conquest of man over woman during the courtship, at which time she finally, after dancing the whole dance, looking down at the ground and never looking into the eyes of her partner, she finally stares into his eyes as he takes his sarape, which was spread like an eagle, the eagle of conquest, and then covers both their shoulders and their hats, because the costume here had the woman with very, very dark colors, usually pinstripe, very dark blue or black, wearing a Tarascan hat of straw laced with flowers, and then also her hair and pigtails with a huge dark veil. Very conservative, and the dress and the skirt would go all the way down to her feet, which were wearing huaraches. They did not dance with boots. They danced with huaraches, or the sandals that were made in the state of Michoacán, in these towns and villages where the indigenous tribes had this particular industry of making huaraches. So the gentleman covers with his huge sarape both of their shoulders, signifying the union of man and woman together in a marriage after the courtship was successful in the Jarabe Michoacano. And we'll end up this particular episode with the song of the Jarabe Michoacano in the final verses to show you how dynamic this was from the state of Michoacán. So let's listen to the final measures and the bars of this particular song, El Jarabe Michoacano. This is Federico Castañeda, and we'll see you next quarter for the next episode of Arriba Folklórico, Music and Dance of Mexico. Thank you.